Hi. Okay, so what is this about? Well, I've tried putting what this podcast is about into words many times already, and I just want to be able to iterate it correctly. I feel the pressure because, man, I got a few minutes just to get you to want to stick around. Okay, so this is just a podcast that I wanted to make to make people feel less alone. Life is really fucking lonely, especially when you struggle with your mental health, especially when you feel like you don't have anyone else around you to relate to what you're thinking and what you're experiencing. And I don't want people to have to feel that way. For so long, I have looked for a certain podcast that I could relate to, and it was hard because all those people were glamorizing self-help. Self-help isn't something that makes you feel like, okay, yeah, the same energy as Hot Girl Summer. It's not that. Self-help is literally you coping with what you're going through, or at least trying to sustain that healthy mindset that you've worked hard to get to. So I'm just really tired of people not being like people being too refined and filtered and making self-help seem like some hot girl shit. It's not. It's something that is really hard to go through alone, and I feel as though people don't share enough of their vulnerability and what a breaking like a what a heavy moment in like the midst of anxiety really looks like, or what depression really looks like when you're alone. And yes, a part of it is because you can't really iterate your depression after coming out of an episode. But I want to be able to do that. And so I hope that I can share moments where I am struggling, like really in the raw moment of it, and just so you can listen to it when you're experiencing those moments too. I have a lot I want to talk about on here. I think a lot. I have unique thoughts. I mean, at least I think they're unique that I want to share. And I hope that you can find them helpful and maybe you think these exact things too. And that would be awesome because then we could talk about it. So I already talked about struggling with depression and anxiety. And by listening to my experiences, I hope that I can help you feel understood. I don't think people always need to be given advice. I think knowing that someone else is going through what you're going through is enough alone. Right now, it's really hard to find people that are emotionally available to listen to what I want to talk about, or people that are even open enough to talk about it. I mean, really close friends are hard to find, and I mean, I've struggled with not feeling a connection to people because people are just so wrapped up with the, I don't know, just life and the journey of life that people say that you should live. Okay, after high school, you go to college. After college, you get a job. After that, you want to find the love of your life, and then get a family, and like all of that. And people are just going with the motions of things. I'm like, okay, I want to stop and think about stuff and talk about some real stuff. And it just feels like no one else wants to talk about it. And then in the mental health community, where people do talk about how hard life is, it just feels so like, I don't know, when celebrities post on social media, they're like, life is hard, guys. Keep it up. You're a caterpillar that's gonna turn into a butterfly. I'm like, okay, but why is your life hard? Can you please share that with me? I would love to know what that looks like for you so I can relate to it. So anyway, I hope this is like group therapy here. Hearing another person struggling and then you not feeling as alone because you're like, hey, someone else is struggling. Similarly to me, or they're just struggling, period, but seeing how much they're struggling is comforting because I'm not alone. I also feel alone in my intellectual thoughts, my creative thoughts. I love to think. Okay, I don't love to think a lot, but I naturally do it. and I like to think about why the world works the way it does around me. I hope I've pulled together some, and not just in the past, but like ongoingly, my brain will conceptualize things, and I hope that I can share them with you and that you can relate or just add on to what I'm saying or even disagree, and like we can, I don't know, just think about what the other person's saying. I think that would be really nice to have, because you don't always have people to share your intellectual thoughts with either, and that also can be really isolating. One, because it makes you feel super alone. You're like, okay, well, what's wrong with my brain? Because feels like no one else is functioning like me. Also isolating, because two, you're like, not even that you feel like something's wrong with you. It's like, are people not opening up their eyes to the, like, where is everyone? That's, I don't know how to put it. Man, this is just an unrefined intro here, and I hope that's okay. Anyway, I just a gist of what I want to share here. Experiences of mine with my mental health, just in general, maybe oppression that I've experienced. I want to also share journal entries here, because I think I have a lot of breakthroughs when I'm journaling, and even if they're not breakthroughs, I want to share those two moments where I'm like freaking the fuck out. And like, I reread those journal entries sometimes just to be curious where my head was at like a month ago. And I'll be like, wow, that girl was really struggling. And so I think sharing journal entries could be really good, because it can give you insight on what another person is going through without them having to explain themselves. Because that was just a moment when they were alone, and it's just, oh, you're really, really seeing them at their most vulnerable place. All right. And then also just the things I've discovered about myself when I did have a breakthrough, I think that could be helpful for others to hear and maybe have some realizations too. I'm not saying that it is. I'm just giving my two cents, and maybe it will be helpful. I don't want to be a person talking on a pedestal. I'm not some self-help guru that's trying to make you feel like you don't have your shit together, feeling like you got to get up right now and do all these things I just told you to do. No, none of that. I just want you to hear what I'm saying and then take whatever it is that's helpful to you. Even if one of my episodes is helpful to you, that would be freaking awesome. So I'm just putting this out there. If people can take anything from it, then that's awesome, no matter if it's one little detail or all of it. Anyway, I also want to share, like I said, personal philosophies on life, human nature, dynamics between people, existentialism. I love thinking about, that is probably my most hot topic in my mind, existentialism, in somewhat healthy, but yeah, in unhealthy ways too. I could share poems I've written. I've been thinking about that one. I'm like, I don't know how comfortable I am with that yet, but I'd be very open to it. Perspectives that I have adopted that have helped me. Recent realizations I've made about life. And then hot topics that I may be thinking about for the day. You know how sometimes you get really inspired about something and you have no one to bounce these ideas off of? So I'd love to be here and share them and just give you something to think about that could stimulate your brain. I want to be your friend, someone that makes you feel heard, less alone, maybe challenge your thinking, because you're like, hey, I want to talk about something that's actually interesting to me. I don't want to talk about my sister's dating life with her again. I don't want to talk about how drunk my friend got last weekend. I don't want to talk about, like, you know, just, I want to talk about something different. So I just hope that, wow, this is already 10 minutes. Are you kidding me? Oh gosh. All right. Well, I'm using it anyway. Listen, I hope that we can be friends with one another and that we can make each other feel less alone. I hope I will be talking to you soon. And this is it. I'm done recording intros. I don't care that it's 10 minutes because I mostly said what I wanted to say. Catch you on the flip side.